saying they want our free speech, being honest about it. I'll give them that. This is a cybersecurity former head of their NSA, billionaire Shlomo Kramer. Here's the full clip of all his reasons to protect us. You know, China's more tyrannical, so if we restrict, we can have a better AI, and, you know, we'll protect you, and we'll decide with your internet ID how to boost you if you're telling the truth or not. It's all a social credit score. It's all pure garbage. Then I want to get into the major unrest in Iran. Trump saying if they kill people, protesters are going to strike Iran. Well, that's now happened. How that ties into all the other craziness. What's happened with Nick Shirley inspiring thousands of citizen journalists everywhere, which is the archetype of, in general in life, how we can take everything back and people just understand that it's about we the people. And so much other news on election fraud coming out, on what Jack Smith's been caught doing. It's a huge broadcast. Two huge guests coming up I've told you about. But I want to take calls in this hour on Israel. Netanyahu, his surrogate, saying repeal the First Amendment, restrict the First Amendment. How do we counter this? What do we do about it? Joined by the left supporting it. And what about Mondami sworn in on the Quran saying he's going after the private property? Will it break it down? How do we counter that? All these forces that want tyranny, how do we the people come together and organize against it? And what does Trump need to do? Those are some big subjects. Any other subject you want to cover? The massive fraud coming out? The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539, 877-789. Alex, and we don't screen your calls. If you want to tell us where you're calling from, the topic, that's fine. You don't have to do that. You just tell us your name and have a clean phone line. What I don't want is to screen your call on air. It's my pet peeve. When I get you on, because you're used to being screened, and you want to be screened by me, that's hang-up time. So I'm like, you're on air. I'm not going to screen your call. Nope. Can I talk about this? Can I talk about that? Because you can't believe you're on air. No, I want to talk to you. Please. Just, we're not going to screen your calls. I'm sorry. I'm not going to do it for you. Sorry. 877-789-2539. Unfiltered. Talk to millions of people. We want to talk to you. Agree, disagree. I don't care. 877-789-2539. So here's the Israeli NSA head saying, repeal the First Amendment for our own safety.
I mean that we need to control the platforms and take control over what they are saying. So AI is going to revolutionize cyber warfare, is revolutionizing cyber warfare from critical infrastructure to the fabric of society and politics, and undermining it, giving unfair advantage to authoritarian governments against democratic countries, First Amendment type of...
That's already happening?
That's already happening. You're seeing the polarization in countries that allow for the First Amendment and protect it, which is great. And I know it's difficult to hear, but it's time to limit the First Amendment in order to protect it, and quickly before it's too late. I mean that we need to control the platforms, all the social platforms. We need to stack rank the authenticity of every person that expresses themselves online and take control over what they are saying based on that ranking.
The government should
do that. And we need to educate people against ICE, and government need to develop cyber defense programs that are as sophisticated as the cyber attack. Today it's a 1 to 100 ratio. You need to use technology in order to stabilize the political system. So this is an urgent need by the government to do that. And until then, enterprises are buying by themselves more and more cybersecurity solutions, but they can't afford all these solutions by themselves. So they are looking for ways to deliver more efficient consumption. That drives really the next generation of companies such as Wiz, CrowdStrike, Cato networks on the network that are platforms and are able to deliver this extended need for security in an affordable way for enterprise.
All right, folks, your calls and more straight ahead.
In my kitchen, I cook what's right. Simple traditions, pure delight. Optimal Human Beef Tallow treats meals just right. Cook strong at high heat with a taste so bright. So get yourself to the Alex Jones store. Support the crew and the InfoWars.
Wake up, folks! Spread this message! The globalist machine is tightening the chains, and they're after your freedoms!
The Podesta plan is in operation!
Don't worry, it's safe and effective.
Don't you just love my GMO potatoes?
Ladies and gentlemen, the truth is unfolding before our very eyes. We must question everything.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Let me summarize. The Mahdi will be a messianic figure. He will be a descendant of Muhammad. He will be an unparalleled, unequaled leader. He will come out of a crisis of turmoil. He will take control of the world. He will establish a new world order. He will destroy all who resist him. He will invade many nations. He will make a 7-year peace treaty with the Jews. He will conquer Israel and massacre the Jews. He will establish Islamic world headquarters at Jerusalem. He will rule for 7 years, establish Islam as the only religion. He will come on a white horse with supernatural power. He will be loved by all people on earth. If that sounds familiar, that is a precise description of the biblical Antichrist. We know that the rider on the white horse in Revelation 6 is the Antichrist. They use that verse to describe their Mahdi. You go into any kind of a study of that and you will find that all the details match up perfectly. The Bible's Antichrist is Islam's savior.
I've read the Quran. That's got to be like 25 years ago. And it literally says at the end that God comes back and kills everybody. And we all just die. So, you've now got Mondami being sworn in on a Quran. And then he says, which they'd already announced, we're going to go into all these landlords, and you know it's not going to be the globalists. It's not going to be going after Larry Silverstein. And if there's a clogged toilet, there's a clogged drain, if something hadn't been fixed, we will seize your property. And they have those unconstitutional laws in the books in New York. And we're just going to turn it over to the renters. Democrats all over the country let squatters come in and even rent Airbnbs. You see it all over the time. Tens of thousands of cases a month. And in blue states and blue cities, they'll let you stay there up to a year, sometimes longer. And you just go rent an Airbnb for 3 days, and you don't leave for 6 months. Or you rent a house, and then you don't leave for 2 years. And I know people personally that are friends of mine who are kind of more liberal, not really super liberal, but yeah, you know, and they've had people squat in their houses for years. It's the end of private property. And now in Chicago and in New York are saying, you know, food's too much. We're going to have government-sponsored grocery stores with subsidized food, Mondami has said, where the taxpayer pays for it. And it goes beyond the food stamps, where they then just basically give you the food. Because they've cut the police and allowed BLM to burn down the other grocery stores. It's about getting rid of free market, getting rid of competition, creating Clard and Piven, collapsing the economy, collapsing the society, so that all that is left is the state. This is a classical formulae. So let's play Mondami being sworn in on the Quran. Then we have Mondami with this nebulous, oh, if you're a bad landlord, we're going to come in and take control of it. Or if you don't do the new Green Deal upgrades that Biden signed into law that are impossible to do, because they have all these regulations where you can't even get the zoning and the permits, we're going to take your property that way. And it's all going to be selective, and it's all going to introduce the idea that when the state comes in and takes something from somebody and gives it to you, it's a good thing, and it'll work for a few years like Venezuela, and then it will collapse everything. But that's the plan. Then I've got more clips of him with all these people in different languages, in different Muslim languages, dancing and chanting, and person after person saying, you know, finally the reign of the evil white people's come to an end. The point is that they've taught all these groups they brought in to be anti-white. And then when whites finally go, okay, we have an identity, we're going to stand up to you, well, then we're the bad people. This is the clash of civilizations that's been planned. So let's go to a couple of these Mondami clips. Here he is being sworn on the Quran. Here he is declaring war on private property rights. Here it is.
Repeat after me. Raise your right hand.
I.
Zoran Kwame Mondani.
Zoran Kwame Mondani.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the State of New York.
The Constitution of the State of New York.
And the Charter of the City of New York.
And the Charter of the City of New York.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
The duties of.
The duties of.
The office of.
The office of.
The Mayor of the City of New York.
The Mayor of the City of New York.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me. God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Mr. Mayor.
We will not compromise on housing quality. Yeah. If your landlord does not responsibly steward your home, city government will step in. Yeah. Sure that 311 violations are resolved, and we will hold slumlords to account for hazardous and dangerous threats to your well-being.
We will draw this city closer together. We will replace the frigidity of rugged individualism with the warmth of collectivism. If our campaign demonstrated that the people of New York yearn for solidarity, then let this government foster it. Because no matter what you eat, how you pray, or where you come from, the words that most define us are the two we all share, New Yorkers.
Now, if you're a TV viewer, you can see this, but a radio listener can't see it. He went to the drag queen event. First, these people steal identity of women and say men are women. Then they say a woman is a person in a clown outfit dressed like a demon. And under Islam, they'd all be thrown off cliffs. Mondami's wife would not be wearing $5,000 dress and $700 shoes and Rolexes. And she'd be wearing a hijab over her head. And these people would all be thrown off the tallest building. But this is the insane garbage we're dealing with. But let's go back before I get to these other clips. Let's go back to the clip we played, the one before last, where he says, we're throwing off the rugged individualism for the warm embrace of collectivism. You mean like the frog's put in cold water, you turn it up, and as long as it's slow, the frog will sit there and just pass out and die. They know communism and socialism doesn't work for the people, but it works for them as a way to conquer a population. Then after they've sucked the money out and collapsed things, then they have a reorganization of tyranny, and then you get forced labor camps. But look at this satellite shot. South Korea per capita has the greatest wealth in the world, the highest standard of living. Look at South Korea from space. Look at North Korea. Only the communist capital has any lights on and a few military bases. They literally live in the dark. Millions starve to death. This population's gone up. This population's gone down. Now they've stopped having kids, so they're going down now too. But there's your warmth of collectivism from space. Perfectly illustrated. Before China opened up partially free market, they were dark too. So that's the perfect illustration. And Mondami did the natural human salute where you touch your heart and then embrace out and put your hand out. Why do you think the Romans 2,400 years ago started that salute? In fact, go to me. And the left will take this and say, I did this because I love Hitler because it's their deceptive. No. The Romans came up with their Roman salute where you hit your chest, like from my heart to you, reaching the hand out. And then you got the Roman handshake too, where they don't grab the hand, they grab the forearm. Now, Mussolini copied that. Hitler copied that. But it doesn't mean that salute belongs to Hitler. Just like people go to India, it's been all the news, and they go to these 3,000-year-old temples and demand it be taken down because they got swastikas. It's a sun symbol. Let me show people. I know most of you know this. Look. It's like the left has taken over the rainbow for pedophilia. The rainbow is beautiful. God says it's our promise in the first book of the Bible. This is a sun symbol. Okay? And every culture, from the Aztecs, the Indians, the Norse, all had it. Okay? This is seen as a positive one going clockwise. And you've got the negative one. The point is there's different types of them. Like, everybody thinks the peace symbol is good. Actually, this is the rune under Germanic culture and under the Viking cultures of a tree that's alive, the arms are up. That's the rune of life. This is the rune of death. And yes, the Big Dipper, the fall, the winter, it's a swastika. That's why they have that symbol. So, but every time I do this, and I'll do it again, because I don't care. I'm not going to control what I do because they're going to lie and misrepresent. This is from my heart to all of you, reaching out to you and humanity. Just because Hitler did that, it doesn't belong to him. In fact, Hitler wore black leather jackets. Am I not going to wear a black leather jacket sometime because he did? Again, this is the mindlessness of the left and how they push this garbage. But here we have Mondami, just like AOC, just like Hillary, all of them, just like Cory Booker, doing the reaching out to a crowd. It's normal. Yeah, yeah, I see you up there in the bleachers. Hi. You're not. It's the intent of a symbol, ladies and gentlemen. Like, people have seen the governor of Texas, it's happened to the last few governors, do this. And every time I do it, people take the screenshot and go, look, Jones is, God, man, I got such bad arthritis, my hand being broken, I can't even do this now. Wow, I'm getting old, man. Look at that. I can't even do it. Ugh, there we go. Ugh. I was in a few too many fights, folks. Wow. Usually like that. Sorry. I'm like Roy Batty in Blade Runner, man. I'm a countdown here. At least this arm's like 80 years old. I can't even do it anymore. Good Lord. I can do it with this hand. They will show governors going, look, they're Satanists. No, this means I love you, and it also means hook 'em horns for Bevo. But if you're a Satanist doing it, then it does mean you're a Satanist. So if somebody's wearing a pentagram shirt and doing it, well, then you know what they mean by it. And I know you all know this, ladies and gentlemen. I know you all understand this. But just know when the left tries this crap with you, it's so stupid. Total meltdown when Elon Musk did it. But when everybody else does it, it's okay. And every time I do the Bevo explaining, the people that claim they're the right wingers, they're the patriots, look, Jones did it again. He admitted he's a Satanist. No, I showed you And by the way, I actually looked the symbol up decades ago. I actually learned about this like an MTV interview 40 years ago, and I looked it up once the internet got going. It was true. Roddy James Dio was like explaining, look, I didn't popularize this for Satan worship. My grandmother, you know, had been born in Italy. You find the interviews. And in Italy, you'd ward off Satan with this. You ward off the evil eye and say a prayer to Mary or whatever, and then ward off the devil. Yeah, there he is saying it. So he said, I didn't even mean it like that, but then it got picked up as a sign of the devil because, you know, he basically was into all that stuff. He said, covering it all, looking at all angles of it. I mean, no doubt he was in the occult. He admitted that, but he wasn't a devil worshiper in his words. The point was, is that he was actually saying what it was. So it's got all sorts of symbols. It can be the I love you symbol. It can be the hook 'em horns for UT. It can be warding off the devil, or it can be a Satanism symbol. But I didn't mean to digress into all this. It's just so frustrating that I've done those demonstrations many times on air, and every time people grab it and say, there's Jones, he's doing it again. He's showing you he's a Satanist, when that's a lie. It's the intent. It is to judge a tree by its fruits. It's what are you standing for? I'm demonstrating something to you. That is crazy, though, that I can't even put my finger up anymore. Oh. Kids, don't get in a lot of fights when you're young. When you get older, it is crazy to not be able to stick to. Look at that. Gosh. Oh, my goodness. That hand has got some problems. But side issue, and I'm screwing around here. I need to stop. But look, the left knows that. That's why they want you ignorant, so that they can scare you with information instead of going out and actually finding out what the information means. That's where I was trying to go. All right, I've got all this other insane news. I haven't even scratched the surface on massive election fraud being discovered, the Democrats panicking, Swalwell promising that once he's elected governor, he's going to arrest all the ICE for terrorism. I mean, just insane stuff. It's all coming up. But right now, I open the phones up to talk about whatever issue you want, whatever areas you want to discuss. So we're going to go to the first caller in line here, Jason in New Mexico on Israel censorship. And for those that don't know, why don't you recap? A lot of people just tuned in. You have Netanyahu, the head of their cybersecurity, all of them saying repeal the First Amendment. Kind of a big deal. Very villainous. What do you make of this?
Thank you for taking my call, Mr. Jones. Well, I would say, you know, speaking of the Israeli government talking about limiting our First Amendment, that Pharisee censorship is nothing new. And in today's world, it's labeled anti-Semitism, right? So the First Amendment allows us to say Jesus is Lord. And I don't want to get into the, you know, philosophical debate of it, but we all know that Islam is the attack force of the Pharisees. If you think about Albert Pike's letter to wipe out Christianity, or the supposed letter, but I just want to take it back.
Well, it's not just that. I can play you 100 rabbis, and I'm not saying it's the majority of Judaism, it's a lot of them. They talk about how they support Islam in the clash against Christianity to take down the West.
Correct. So we understand that it is a tool of, and I would just say the Pharisees, for lack of labeling people with a broad brush. But I mean, if you think of the first century church, Paul, Silas, and Peter were all persecuted and imprisoned for preaching the gospel and explicitly told not to speak the name of Jesus. And I just wonder, do you think that it will go as far as criminalizing Christianity as they did the first century church with all of this? Or going under the guise of limiting the First Amendment, like how far can it go?
Let me just say this. It is not a leap. It is not a stretch. In fact, the fact that we haven't said it shows we're behind the eight ball here and behind the curve. They have passed laws in Canada and the UK and Europe that if you read Bible passages against homosexuality or adultery, you get years in prison. So all over the UK, you pray 1,000 yards or whatever from an abortion clinic, you go to jail for years. The Muslims can run around screaming and threatening everybody. So they're already banning Christianity across Europe, Canada, and the West. 100%, this whole move is targeted to ban Christianity, the light of the world. That's where all this is leading.
Amen. And I totally agree with that. And since you bring it up, you know, in the last days, Jesus speaks, you know, that we will be tried and persecuted in their synagogues. And so I just find it ironic where people say, we don't believe in God, we don't believe in the Bible. But it's like, well, it's funny how this old ancient artifact is lining up with modern times. And lo and behold, like you say, all around the world, they are making laws to literally target the light of the world. But thank you for taking my call, and peace and blessings and a happy new year to all of through the listeners and you as well, Mr. Jones, and your family. Thank you.
Too. I mean, I have to say it is crazy to literally have the leader of Israel saying, get rid of your First Amendment, and his surrogates doing it. And Trump standing up to the EU trying to censor us. He needs to come out and say no to Netanyahu. He needs to do that.
Agreed. Well, God bless you, and may he continue to lead, guide, and direct you in his spirit. Thank you.
God bless you, brother. I appreciate it. Let's go ahead and go to Gabriel in West Virginia. We're going the order of the receive. Go ahead, Gabriel. You're on the air.
Oh, hello, Mr. Jones. It's nice to speak with you. I felt as if I wanted to address something that had landed for me when I watched Mondani being sworn in. Not only was his hand over his heart, but many of his followers and the people that were in the crowd, they also were in a place of reverence with their hand over their heart. And so from reverence, there's
that's right. They won't do that during the Super Bowl for our flag. Exactly. No, but they were for their Islamic God being installed.
Oh, yeah. It was real something else. And there was a softness to it, a slyness to it, and it just felt squeamish to me. And then now I think once we move forward, we'll begin to see more of the agendas and the gamesmanship beginning to kind of pander out as they roll out a much bigger narrative and agenda in form of here's the food, here's the housing, here's the control mechanism. But the other part for me that I wanted to mention was something that Dr. Greer brought up when you had him on your show. And the thing that I always want to look at what point does the 6G come online? And then the droids and the robots and the mechanization, for me, it's always at what point do they bring in that control in, like the RoboCops? When do they bring in that narrative, right? And so, you know, I just kind of wanted to get your feel for it because I know that we've had people on that you've spoken to about the robots doing good and doing the farming, but I can't help, like, in my heart, when I look at the dark side, when I look at the true control mechanisms, are they really planning a much bigger thing like Project Bluebeam, like some more underground
power outages, cyber attacks, fake alien invasions? It's all confirmed. They've all got it on the books. I totally agree with you. And again, we're up to the point now of they've got to go ahead and introduce it. Okay, let's repeal the First Amendment to protect it. And it's just like, wow. I mean, there you are.
Yeah, when I pray about it, I get the vision of silver tongues attempting to be golden. So when we see these false prophets and we see the individuals that are looking for worship from an external source as opposed to the relationship with Christ and God in the heart, I think that we are being asked right now by God, by the Holy Spirit, to recognize and observe and see these features and then see the functions that they are going to begin to play games with, because of course they're going to bring forth the archetype of just the grandiosity of here's the American dream and we're going to mold it and fold it for you. And then at some point, when does it become, when are they going to release this next pathogen? The other thing for me is, in the second year, I believe, of Trump's first term is when they released COVID. And that happened in March. Coming up this March, I'm wondering, is that pattern going to repeat?
Remember, Fauci and Hotez said he will be hit with a new pandemic and started giggling.
Yeah, and it's a matter of when. And so now there's all this super flu in Kentucky and West Virginia that everyone seems to be coming down with. It just makes me think, okay, well, when they roll that out, not if they roll that out.
Absolutely, like absolutely. Brace for incoming. Powerful calls. More calls straight ahead. YL, Corey, Robert, I Fix It All, Jim, Mike, Mark, No Lock, Jefferson, stay with us. I'm going to say this right now. We have survived and battled the federal and state courts, the Democratic Party, the whole nine yards. And we have great products, and I appreciate all your support. But 70%+ of the money that comes in is the legal cost. If we didn't have those battles going, we'd be 24 hours a day, as I've always planned, and totally kicking ass. But it's part of the cost of the fight in this information war, and I appreciate you keeping us here. But with everything going on, we've got about a $300,000 underage right now and need to have the money for payroll and bandwidth and all the things we're doing. This is, and it's not a Chicken Little thing or the sky's falling or boy who cried wolf. You've seen the attacks, you've seen the news, you've seen us battling, you know, God, you know, pulls us out right at the last minute. And I know we're going to get massive support if they're successful in shutting this down. People are going to be like, whoa. But regardless, the products are insane. But at InfoWarsStore.com, with the bankruptcy and the receiver, they don't let us get a lot of new product, all that. We have the collectible limited edition Save InfoWars posters. We have a chance at an auction next month with the state. If they don't let it be a real auction, the good guys can't buy InfoWars, we'll be shut down. And I just want to fight to the end, and whatever happens, happens. But we have the collectible posters for $25, unsigned, $100 signed. That's a lot of money, I know. It's, the point is, it's a fundraiser. You're opting in to do that. It's beautiful posters, three of them. But if you want to just give a straight donation, on the front page of InfoWarsStore.com, you can just give a straight donation. The credit card fees are like 4% for us, and then we get 96% of the money to actually run the operation. So we're winning in court. We're having a lot of big effects. I'm not going to spend hours explaining it all to you, but we're down to the last round here right now, and we need the funds. And you know the show delivers the truth. It has a major effect. We influence the White House, creating a lot of good stuff happening. It's a valuable thing in the info war to keep on air. So go to InfoWarsStore.com, and I'm asking you humbly for a straight donation, $5, $50, $100. Give a straight donation if you want, or if you want one of the posters, signed or unsigned, as a memento that you stood up for the Republic at a key time. We got a little bit of the fish oil back in, a little bit of the bodies back in. That's selling out quickly. The receiver let us do that. But none of this goes to the plaintiffs. None of this goes to the bad guys. It's literally in the red right now, okay, with what we got projected in the next month. I need the funds now. Please make a donation. This is the critical time. TheAlexJonesShore.com is not owned by me. If InfoWars gets shut down, that's our sponsor for the new network that's already been built, but it's also funding InfoWars, and there's not enough coming in. So you can support either way. TheAlexJonesShore.com, the ultramethylene blue, the Shilajit, the Irish sea moss, the bovine colostrum, all the t-shirts, that's great. But if you want to straight up support and know it all goes to it, make a donation or get one of the posters at InfoWarsStore.com. It's up to you. Please take action now.
Wake up in a world trying to drain your light. Screens got you numb, keep you foggy at night. They want you tired, unfocused, slow. But I cracked the code, now the voltage flows. Clean energy, no crash, no fade. Mind sharp like a blade when the system plays games. From the gym to the grind to the war for your mind is a lot. Nah, this is designed. Ultimate power. Feel it surge in your veins. Locked in focus, laser brain. Breaking out the chains. Ultimate power. Energy on command. From the electron to storm. Come now take a stand.
We have something even better than Turbo Force, filled with incredible ingredients, ladies and gentlemen. Ultimate Power ignites mental clarity and focus, clean, sustained energy, enhanced blood flow and endurance, supports daily cognitive function. Ultimate Power at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You keep saying you got something for me. Something you call love, but confess.
You've been a messin'.
You've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin'.
All right, we got tons of news coming up.
And now someone else is getting all your best.
And I've really been impressed with Green Beret weapons expert trainer Gary Melton. I don't want to go off into Candace Owens today, but I want to get his view just on geopolitics, America, where we're going, what's happening. And then Matt Bracken, another incredibly smart person, on the upcoming Iran strikes, which I'd like to stop, but I think it's going down for the body language, things I've seen, what that means, larger geopolitical ramifications. But let's go back to your calls right now. I'm not going to belabor this. I'm going to be very short and sweet. We had about a $400 underage projected out into March on what we were bringing in. Meaning each month, you know, $100,000+ less than we needed to operate. But because of you guys, we have already cut that deficit down, and we are caught up right now. As of this morning, meeting with the accountants, with about $50,000 extra for what we currently need for the pay period. Now, the funny part is the left wants this money or wants us shut down. There's nothing there. Like, God sends in just enough to keep us on air. But we do have another couple $100,000 we've got to get extra into March, because you saw the Democrats, the Justice Department, come into my bankruptcy, do a fake sale, try to take it over with Michael Bloomberg and The Onion. The judge shut that down. Then there was a criminal investigation started by the feds into their activities. So the judge got upset. He wasn't involved from our evidence, but he kicked it out of federal court into state court with the purple-haired Antifa judge that had the fake show trial. And then she announced, okay, we're shutting it down 3 months ago. I'm sending in the sheriffs. She signed the order, but then they didn't come. And I've not been read in on it, but I know there's a Justice Department investigation. You've seen it in the news. Well, some stuff went on. I haven't been told, but let's just say they're not happy. Okay. So I know this. People have gotten visits. They know about our racketeering suit, our conspiracy against rights suit. They've asked us not to file that at this point. And there's a bunch of movement. And who knows? InfoWars could get saved. But this is the opposite of Chicken Little. This is the opposite of Boy Who Cried Wolf. This is more like, like a Muhammad Ali, George Foreman fight that goes all the way through. And it's a decision at the end for Muhammad Ali. I mean, this is like knockdown, drag out to the end, like any real war. This is not, you know, boom like that. But we got the Alex Jones Network built regardless. They're building a bigger studio. Bigley, the owners of that. I'm literally, looking at the equipment and the studio equipment now for the building. We already have the backup, but I mean, I'm on this, okay? This is a full-time job. I'm not complaining. But we'll be here one way or another as long as you keep backing us. But it would sure help to not just have enough funds to operate, but extra funds. Because then we can hire more reporters, do more things, really kick some ass. So I want to thank you all for your support. From the bottom of my heart, for keeping me in the fight. And just say, go to theoxygenstore.com. Get the great Patriot apparel. Get the very best supplements. The ultramethylene blue, you name it. Right now, you can buy any supplement you want. The bovine colostrum, the ultramethylene blue, the Irish sea moss, ultimate life force, spike protein detox. These are all the very best. Every one of them is insanely good. And get atomic defense, super immune booster that's so important this time of year free, or the Shilajit gummies. And again, if you don't know about Shilajit, it's a whole story, but we got the best. All these natural peptides, all this immune boosting, all this testosterone boosting, stamina, libido, energy, we got the best. It's insanely good for men and women. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And that's a big deal. I mean, the atomic defense is like, what, $30? It shows you it's like 40-something. So you can go buy like a $25 bottle of something and then get the Shilajit for free. I mean, that's crazy. But with all the stuff in the environment right now, you need atomic defense as well. But they both boost your immune system. They both go together. These are incredible products. TheAlexJonesStore.com. So I want to thank those of you that have supported us. And I want to encourage those of you that have been on the fence. What are you waiting for? I mean, do you really think I'm going to sell you products that don't work? Why do you think if you go to Whole Foods or any other big grocery store now, over the years, the supplement section gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger? Because I always hear this thing like, oh, most supplements don't work, but this one really does. Horse crap. 95% of it works great. There are idiot companies that you buy at gas stations and stuff, or if you see an ad on TV a lot of time, it's a scam. It's got some stuff that's okay, but for whatever reason, these big companies love to sell you crap, and it's a fly-by-night deal. I want a relationship with you, okay? But you can get stuff at Whole Foods. I'm going to advertise for Jeff Bezos. It'll blow you away. There's people there ordering it and getting it over and over again because it works. Well, our stuff's even better. You hear these callers go, I didn't know what you meant about methylene blue, that like it has all this energy with no letdown. You're going to feel younger. They're like, I feel 15 years, 20 years younger. What the hell is this? Well, it's amazing is what it is. And we have it. So go get a bottle of ultramethylene blue and get a free bottle of Shilajit gummies or atomic defense. And I love atomic defense. It's really good for the immune system. But the Shilajit gummies is what you'll, takes about a week for them to kick in though. Most of the products you got to build up, okay? Like bovine colostrum. Takes about a month for it to really kick in. If you want instant gratification, ultramethylene blue. Average person, 30 minutes, insane energy, no letdown. But it's the buildup of it gets even better. I mean, I'll just leave it at this without getting graphic. It's just the truth of the most illustrative thing for a man. I got more horsepower at 52. 52 in like a month and a half than I when I was 18 in the, you know, in the sheets. And I'm just not trying to be racy. I'm just telling you right now, like, you want to illustrate, what else do you think it's doing for your body? I mean, I'm a sexual Tyrannosaurus, to quote Jesse Ventura in Predator. And I'm not doing this to be racy. I'm just saying that is the easiest thing to recognize. And it all works together, the Shilajit and the Irish sea moss and the gummies and just I'm gobbling it. And the more I gobble, the better it gets. Like, God gave us all these incredible combines, all these incredible compounds to combine, and just take it. All you got to do is just try me. And if there's one thing, I never try anything, I just do it. Want to try me? Just go get the Ultra Methylene Blue. Talk to your physician first. You can't be on SSRIs and take it. You'll literally jump off a building. It's one of them. I mean, like, it's strong, folks. It's not a game, okay? Talk to your physician, then get it. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I'm going to stop, but we need your support. Thanks for your support. We're going to do so much together. Let's move on. All right, let's move quickly now. YL in Florida on Madami, the new New York mayor. Go ahead. You're on the air, YL.
Good morning. Oh, good afternoon, Alex.
Welcome.
And I appreciate your work and the InfoWars. God's blessing to you. I'm YL, or Yusef Levy, missionary to bring the gospel of Yeshua HaMashiach to the Levant region of the world, which is Israel, Syria, Jordan, and Lebanon. Although I'm praying that the Lord will help them with from the government of Israel. I love the people, but I disagree with their government, just like what you're saying. But about Mandami, I was going to bring up a question that could stir up a discussion about how we can stop what he's doing, like seizing private property. And obviously, it's against the Constitution. I was going to ask how he's able to do this. And I think partly you answered it earlier, how there's some laws in the local laws in New York City that's against the Constitution. That was, can you elaborate more on this? Or
yeah, that's a great question.
What can we do to...
Yeah, that's a great question. My first... There he is being sworn in the Quran. In fact, I saw close shots on Fox News. There it is. That's the Quran, folks. He bragged about it. So here's the deal. My first film, America Destroyed by Design, I made it in 96, released in 97. And it wasn't me that knew this. It was in the official Rio de Janeiro Treaty. John Birch Society exposed it. That they were to use zoning around the world where the UN and the big corporations come in, lobby state governments, local governments, whether it's Europe, the U.S., Australia, you name it, to pass laws that zoning could take your property, zoning could find you out of business, zoning could seize everything. And so they have all these zoning laws and all these controls and all these rent controls and all these things. And under Biden, remember, they passed the Green New Deal, and then that was federal, but then the states could adopt it. So the city of New York adopted parts of it that you had to upgrade your buildings with all this green stuff by 5 years from now. Well, now we're here. And so what they can do is selectively anybody they want. It's going to be first bad landlords that kind of deserve it, so it looks good, you know. But it sets the precedent where they just come in and they just eminent domain basically grab it and control it. And that's what communists always do, is set the precedent to start redistributing wealth. So right out of the gates, he said, I am coming to get the property, and I'm going to lower your rents. Of course, it won't do that in the end, but he just wants to set the precedent for that power. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And that's why, you know, sometimes I hear you talk about people need to participate locally. And I think people who will run for, let's say, city council, this is one of the things we need to look out for. This is being done kind of like surreptitiously, or kind of like in a way that's not obvious, and then just slowly undermining our system city by city through things like this.
That's the admitted plan. God bless you. Thanks for the call. And let's be clear. Let's put him back on screen, getting the swearing in. Who's he there with? Letitia James, who ran on putting Trump in prison. I don't know what he's done wrong, but I'll find something. got those federal cases dropped because they got so much corruption control. And there she is reading in the oath of office. I mean, it's all a sick, disgusting joke. Oh, I'm being targeted politically by Trump. Oh, it's so horrible. And you know, as the attorney general, she's going to let him commit any crime he wants, do whatever he wants. Hochul is as well. He's got a green light now to rape New York. And then when it collapses, he'll beg for all the money and federal funds. It's incredible. And because the Justice Department's paralyzed, he can commit any crime he wants. I mean, look at these clowns. And they all have chips on their shoulders. They all came here to try to dominate America and take it over. But they fundamentally have chips on their shoulders. Corey in Alabama, you're on the air on the Muslim invasion. Go ahead. He just dropped off. Robert in Chicago. Go ahead. You're on the air worldwide.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. We spoke a few times before. I hope all is well. And I know life's crazy right now. In Chicago, I guess the previous person was going to talk something about this. I'll bring this up as well. A Muslim invasion is kind of an understatement. They've been doing this for a while. And things that have been going on in Minnesota, I've seen firsthand, not just in Chicago, but an entire community when I was living in Washington. That was actually the last time I talked to you on the phone when I was living in Washington. I moved back here to help take care of my mom, and it's a completely different place. It's a third world country. There's people with posters in their apartments saying, hands off Chicago. You know, like I'm the most uncomfortable I've ever felt. I am statistically a minority now, completely here. It's pretty wild. And the homosexual, I don't mean to go deep into that, but I'm a minority within the white community, even if there is one considered in the city of Chicago. Now the outskirts are a little different, but it's been insane.
Well, it's certainly getting more intense. You can see the footage all over Europe, all over where all the city centers are nothing but Muslims. And then, you know, a woman dares go out and walk on the street who isn't wearing a hijab, she gets beat up. I mean, this is the standard deal. This is the Quran is all about a takeover.
History repeats itself. The Ottoman Empire, what they did, not even, it's in the Quran that they want to take over the way that they are. And in Chicago, there's not as much video footage because, as you're well aware, it comes from the top down. It's Chicago in New York. I mean, New York is about to be pretty visual for everyone to see. Chicago is. I can't be here. I do not want to be here at all anymore. And that's not even getting into some of the other stuff I wanted to talk to you about. But it's just. Yeah, I don't need to live here, but if you wanted boots on the ground here, I could 100% be an info warrior, man, on your side, by all means. I'm a 34-year-old male.
Hey, brother, we had the funds. I'm ready to hire reporters in every city and ready to kick ass. We're going to go to that next phase. Thanks for the call. Let's play this clip that I was just playing a little bit of right there. This is the Islamists. This is in every city in Europe, every city in the U.S. This is in New York. The call to prayer, blocking the streets. They got all their mosques. They got 58 Muslim countries to be in, but they don't want to be there. They want to come here and make us submit to them. Here it is.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allah.
And they got the call to prayer in all these cities, including Texas. Oh, but the left got church bells banned decades ago. And in UK, you get arrested privately praying on the street. They can do whatever they want because it's the new dominant culture. It's your boss. It's the cavemen they bring in to dominate you. All right, here's enough. Here's clip 18. We'll go to more calls. New York City Mayor Mondami's inauguration speech just dropped the mask and admitted he's pushing for full-throated communism. Here it is.
In so doing, we will provide our own answer to that age-old question. Who does New York belong to? Well, my friends, we can look to Madiba and the South African Freedom Charter.
Oh, New York communism works great.
To all who live in it. Together, we will tell a new story of our city.
So he lets you know once the numbers get up, they'll hunt down the few remaining whites and kill them in the streets.
Only by the 1%. Nor will it be a tale of two cities, the rich versus the poor. It will be a tale of 8.5 million cities, each of them a New Yorker with hopes and fears, each a universe.
Signed up for welfare.
Each of them woven
learning
together.
To hate white people.
The authors of this story.
Remember, the left always talks about unity, but their message is kill the whites, kill the Christians.
Yiddish and Creole. They will pray in mosques, at shul, at church, at gurudwaras and mandirs and temples. And many will not pray at all. They will be Russian Jewish immigrants in Brighton Beach, Italians in Rossville, and Irish families in Woodhaven, many of whom came here with nothing but a dream of a better life, a dream which has withered away. They will be young people in cramped Marble Hill apartments where the walls shake when the subway passes. They will be black homeowners in St. Albans, whose homes represent a physical testament to triumph over decades of lesser paid labor and redlining. They will be Palestinian New Yorkers in Bay Ridge. Who will no longer have to contend with a politics that speaks of universalism and then makes them the exception. Few of these 8.5 million will fit into neat and easy boxes. Some will be voters from Hillside Avenue or Fordham Road who supported President Trump a year before they voted for me, tired of being failed by their party's establishment. The majority will not use the language that we often expect from those who wield influence. I welcome the change. For too long, those fluent in the good grammar of civility have deployed decorum to mask agendas of cruelty. Many of these people have been betrayed by the established order. But in our administration...
All right, that's enough. Their needs will be- yeah, all these people want to get here because we're the best house in the bad neighborhood and then be taught to bitch and complain. On average, the Muslims are almost 90% on welfare. The men sit around in their nightgowns. They make their wives work. They have four or five wives pumping out kids, saying, literally, we're going to conquer you. You're scum. We're superior to you. Just the arrogance of these people is insane. And then the average American, black, white, Hispanic, you name it, just sits there and works their ass off and hears all this crap all day about how elitist we are and how we get all this privilege. It's all lies. But we're going to continue to expose it, and it's going to fail. Let's go to Jim in North Carolina on post-MAGA Trump. Can't get it done, you're saying. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Yeah, that's where I'm at right now. I've been watching for a year. And, you know, I see this whole Bondi and Patel and Bongino doing absolutely nothing. You know, I see Real ID getting rolled out. I see all these things he campaigned against, and nothing is happening. I'll pass on his first administration. Maybe he didn't know, you know, that he was being sabotaged behind his back. But now I'm not giving him that break anymore.
Where are the indictments? Where are the indictments?
Exactly. Right? Where are they? He's let Bondi sit up there for a year doing absolutely nothing but polishing her fingernails. Like, where are the indictments? I don't think they're coming. I think we have to look at a post-MAGA movement. It's not going to be done through the ballot box. It's just not. It's too rigged. There's no voter, no new laws to around
the
voting.
I'm starting to think it's time for Americans, and I mean white, black, Hispanic that are red, white, and blue. At a certain point, civil disobedience, and I mean don't comply with any of the laws, I mean, that are civil. We don't go out and rob and steal and kill and sign up for fake welfare, but people just stop paying their taxes. We stop complying. We stop doing anything. We don't support any leftist groups. We don't talk to leftists. We don't go in their businesses. I think people hang up at their businesses, you know, an American flag with something like America Only or something, and then we totally have an exodus from their system now. I think that's really it. We have to become completely hardcore.
100%. I'm on board with that, and my family's been living that for years now. We do our absolute best to not support any of these companies that are that are sabotaging us. It's just a lot of frustration here.
Well, that's right. You know, we're under attack. They've told us we're under attack. We have to, and this is what happened to the black community. Under Jim Crow, that was terrible and wrong, but that which doesn't kill you only makes you stronger. Look at the numbers. Blacks had lower illegitimacy than even whites, like something like 5%. They own their own hotels, doctors, clothiers, stores, everything. And then the left got mad. There's articles written about it and said, oh, we'll just put the women on welfare, kick the man out, and look what it did. So we're being put on reservations as conservatives, Christians, and whites and others. I say we embrace it and do what Louis Farrakhan says blacks should be doing. And we just say, fine, we'll have our own banks, our own, all these whites that want to run to the countryside and hide. And I say anybody else wants to run from this. That's not going to work. No, you got to create your own businesses, your own banks, your own everything. And other people are welcome to use them. The point is that we all know those are businesses that are pro-America. And that's really the model. I'm serious.
I agree. I see Netanyahu show up. And, you know, within 24 hours, our bombers are fueled up. But the American people have been screaming at the top of their lungs now for 6 years now, seven, and nothing's happening. So I just feel like people are sitting on their hands and just waiting the clock out. Meanwhile, I'm getting
here. So what do you make of Netanyahu and now their cybersecurity head saying, we're going to get rid of your First Amendment? A foreign government saying, for your own good, we're going to take away your speech. I mean, that is outrageous.
And I bet it'll happen, Alex. I don't see anybody pushing back.
I'll give Netanyahu this credit. At least he's honest about it.
Right. Yeah. He's got the balls to actually push back. We don't. We're just laying down and taking it. And there's a lot
of. But here's the deal. Here. I'm not even really attacking Israel or pushing on him. But in general, he wants to take my rights to secure. I'm under his thumb. Now I'm going to have to fight him politically. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. It's well past time for that.
I mean, I'm just
well
sitting there, and Netanyahu was coming to my house and unzipping his pants and saying, bend over. And I'm like, no, dude, yeah. No. I mean,
right.
You want me to be your enemy? You're going to make me do this? He's like, yeah, I'm going to make you do it, buddy. All right.
Yeah.
Well.
Now, my point is, we're all just going to have to stand up and do it. It's not going to come from our ballot box. Our officials are too corrupted. They're too compromised. And they're not fighting for us. It's obvious. So we got to figure out plan B. I don't know what that is, but we got to figure out.
Well, that's what Flynn and I's main conversation was about. Before he went on air, was plan B. I mean, we have to start planning plan B because, you know, Trump didn't do this. We brought him in, and he's doing a lot of good overall, but it's not good enough. I agree. We got to start planning plan B. Great points. Hour number three, more calls, special guests straight ahead. We'll be right back with Mark in Michigan. Stay with us. I didn't plug last hour because I've been so focused on the news. If I don't plug, we won't be here because I'm not funded by the Qataris or the Israelis or the Russians or the Jews or the Easter bunnies. I am funded by you. So I'm going to sell you products that really work so you want them. Now, we got two different flavors, Fruit Punch and then Freedom Mango. I didn't name this. It's a very, it looks like a firecracker. It's a beautiful cover. Ultimate power. How about unlimited power? Emperor Palpatine. But it really is a pre-workout, post-workout, Turbo Force 2.0. I mean, this is seriously powerful, super high quality. Everything it does for your body is next level. Ignites mental clarity and focus, cleans, sustain energy, enhance blood flow and endurance, supports daily cognitive function. L-citrulline converts to L-arginine. Don't know what that does. We got the best formula of it. It's amazing. L-theanine. Relax, wake up, clarity and focus. Natural caffeine from coffee concentrated. Vitamin B12, the highest quality, B6, and more. This is really strong. If you love Turbo Force, you're going to love Ultimate Power. We should call it Unlimited Power. I remember Palpatine on the cover. The point is that it funds the operation. I said, hey, we need a clone of this product or make it better for their store. And they said, okay, this is what they came out with. I've been on them for a year to do this. It's really strong. Tiny little scoop. This thing, by the way, is heavy. This is like a whole bunch of servings, like a couple months worth. So get yours now. I like the Fruit Punch flavor. And by the way, today's one of the last days where you can get 60% off on Ultra Methylene Blue, Irish Sea Moss, Shilajit, and more at thealexshowstore.com. Thanks for your support. Hour number four is straight ahead.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.